This is Storytime Revolution, and welcome to my morning affirmations. Now, this begins with the Lord's Prayer, just to remind us as to how to pray, which is, Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. As a side note, I have just discovered today that for yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever, something that was added on after the fact in like the 3rd, 4th century. The original Hebrew does not have that in it. Anyways, the Lord's Prayer outlines some forms of how to pray. The forms are adoration, confession, renewal, petition, intercession, affirmation, thanksgiving, and a closing prayer. I'm going to pause here and let you know that it's been a little while, and God has been doing a lot with me and dealing with me and refining me and moving me forward. And I'm hoping now that I can be a little bit more consistent with this, but we'll see. We will see how far along I have come. So in the morning affirmations, what Kenneth Boa has done is laid out some scriptures that align with the Lord's Prayer. This first one is about submitting to God, which is not in the Lord's Prayer, but is it's not that submission isn't outlined in it, but it is kind of when we think of as on earth as it is in heaven. We're saying that we want God to do his will on earth as he wants it done in heaven. If we want his will done on earth, we also want it done in our life. In order for that to happen, there is submission involved. So it is kind of in there, but it just doesn't talk about it. Or he doesn't mention it in the 8 forms of that the Lord's Prayer is in. So submitting to God. And I'm going to read all of these verses plurally because that pleases me. We submit ourselves and our life to you, O God. In view of your mercy, O God, may we present our body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to you, which is our reasonable service. May we not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove that your will is good and acceptable and perfect. Adoration and thanksgiving. For who you are and what you have done, accept our praise, O Lord. We will exalt you, our God and King. We will bless your name forever and ever. Every day we will bless you, and we will praise your name forever and ever. Great are you, Lord, and most worthy of praise. Your greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. And we will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wonderful works. Many shall speak of the might of your awesome works, and we will proclaim your great deeds. We will express the memory of your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. You, O Lord, are gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and great in loving kindness. You are good to all, and your tender mercies are over all your works. For who you are and what you have done, accept our thanks, O Lord. Blessed are you, O Lord, for you have heard the voice of our prayers. You are our strength and our shield. Our hearts trust in you, and we are helped. Our hearts greatly rejoice, and we will give thanks to you in song. Examination. Holy Spirit, search our hearts and reveal to us any unconfessed sin you find in us. Search us, O God, and know our heart. Test us and know our anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in us, and lead us in the way everlasting. And Lord, we thank you for the forgiveness you promised when you said, Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Our identity in Christ. We rejoice, Lord Jesus, in the identity we have in you. We have been crucified with you, And it is no longer we who live, but you who live in us, and the life which we now live in the flesh, we live by faith in you, the Son of God, who loved us and delivered yourself up for us. And we have forgiveness from the penalty of sin because you died for us. But you, O God, demonstrate your own love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And we have freedom from the power of sin because we died with you. In you, O Christ, we were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in the removal of the body of the flesh by your circumcision, having been buried with you in baptism and raised with you through faith in the working of God who raised you from the dead. And we have fulfillment for this day because you live in us. We eagerly expect and hope that we will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now as always you, Jesus Christ, will be exalted in our body, whether by life or by death. For to us, to live in you, Jesus Christ, means everything, and to die is gain. So by faith we will allow you, O Christ, to manifest your life through us. And thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in you and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of you. The filling of the Spirit. Holy Spirit, control us and fill us this day. We were once darkness, but now we are light in you, O Lord. So may we walk as a child of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, learning what is pleasing to you. And as we walk in you, O Spirit, we will not fulfill the desires of the flesh, for the flesh desires what is contrary to you, and you, Holy Spirit, desire what is contrary to the flesh, for you oppose each other. So that we may not do the things that we wish, but if we are led by you, we are not under the law. And since we live in you, Spirit, may we also walk in you. The fruit of the Spirit. Holy Spirit, may your fruit grow in us. But your fruit, O Holy Spirit, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. And we want to glorify the Father by bearing much fruit and so prove to be Christ's disciple. The purpose of our life. O Lord, may your purpose be fulfilled in our life today. To love you completely, to love ourselves correctly, and to love others compassionately. So we will seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. We want to love you, O Lord our God, with all of our heart, and with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. And we want to love our neighbor as ourself. And Lord, the love we have from you is patient, it is kind, it does not envy, love does not boast, it is not arrogant, it does not behave rudely, and it does not seek its own. It is not easily provoked, and it keeps no record of wrongs. It does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And we will be a witness to those who do not know you, Jesus, and we will participate in your great commission. We have been called to follow you, Jesus Christ, and to be a fisher of people. And you have called us to go and make disciples of all nations, and you are with us always. We will be your witnesses to the ends of the earth. The circumstances of this day. We commit our day to you, O Lord. O God, we know that all things work together for good to those who love you, to those who've been called according to your purpose. Those you foreknew, you also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of your Son, that you might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And we will obey you today and trust you for all of our needs. We will trust in you, Lord, with all of our heart and not lean on our own understanding. In all our ways, we will acknowledge you and you will make our path straight. Protection in spiritual warfare. O Lord, guard our heart against the temptations of the world and renew our heart and spirit. Since we have been raised up with you, O Christ, we will keep seeking the things above. Where you are at the right hand of God, we will set our mind on the things above and not on the things that are on earth. And we will be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we will let our requests be made known to you, O God. And your peace, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. So whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and anything worthy of praise, we will let our mind dwell on these things. O Lord, guard our heart against the weaknesses and temptations of the flesh, that we may reckon ourselves dead to sin. Father, we know that our old self was crucified with Christ, so that we are no longer a slave to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin, and we will reckon ourselves as dead to sin, but alive to you in Christ Jesus. We will not present the parts of our body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but we will present ourselves to you, O God, as one alive from the dead, and the parts of our body as instruments of righteousness to you. And O Lord, guard our heart against the attacks of the devil, and give us the strength to resist him. As we submit ourselves to you, O God, and resist the devil, he will flee from us, and we will be of sober spirit and on the alert. Our adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour, but we will resist him firm in our faith. We will take up your full armor, O God, that we may be able to resist and stand firm. We put on the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness. We put on our feet the preparation of the gospel of peace, and we take up the shield of faith with which we will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one. And we take the helmet of salvation and the sword of your spirit, which is your word, O God. With all prayer and petition, we will pray at all times in your spirit and be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. The coming of Christ and our future with him. Lord Jesus, we eagerly await the day when you will come again. Your kingdom come, your will be done. You have said, I'm coming quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. We consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us, and we will not lose heart. But though our outer self is decaying, yet our inner self is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for you, our Savior and our Lord, Jesus Christ. May these scriptures uplift you as they have uplifted me over the past couple of years, manifestly changing my life. Reading the scriptures out loud has changed my life, something he's been calling me to do since I was a young teenager that I have avoided and run from. But in doing so, there has been marvelous change. I highly recommend you do this in your own life, just the reading out loud of scripture. But until then, at least listen to it, because that is also good as the Lord works you into a closer walk with him. Thank you for joining. May God bless you and move you and fill you with the Spirit and guide you through your day.